prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. This is the first uninterrupted live show we're doing all week where everything is working properly. And in honor of that, Elisa was just doing a dance I haven't seen in a long time. That's called the Funky Chicken.
You were doing
the Funky Chicken. What were you doing that for?
Never mind.
I can't believe it. I was like, oh my God, I remember the Funky Chicken. So how you doing there?
I guess I'm lucky because the stream is working live
today. Yeah, I know. And everything's working.
Maybe I'm the good luck charm, one of the two.
Well, you know, so yesterday the stream was working, but the problem was that it was only the commercials were going out.
That's pretty bizarre.
It was the weirdest thing. It was like the show started, the intro went out, and then as I potted it down and Brooks and I started talking, nothing was going out. I was like, okay, I'm done.
It's a shame because we have so many good shows this week. Don't forget to download the podcast because there's so many good ones from this week.
Yeah, but everything's working flawlessly right now. So those of you who are listening live, thank you for your persistence trying to listen today. And in honor of that, we have to talk about a movie that we watched. So Mr. X recommended we watch this movie. We didn't watch it prior to that. And I wanted to watch it a dozen times.
Uh-huh.
But watching those types of movies late at night sometimes energizes us. We don't sleep as good, right?
Right.
And that we knew it was going to be one of those movies.
So we, at the suggestion of one of our listeners, decided to watch it.
Can we say his first name?
Yeah.
Rick. You know who you are.
Okay. So we watched it. It was really a very interesting movie. I want to read an excerpt from the movie's, I guess, their website, when they describe what the movie is about.
Sure.
The production notes. It's long been hypothesized that human beings only use a small percentage of our cerebral capacity at any given time. For centuries, speculative science has postulated what would occur if mankind could actually evolve past that limit. Indeed, what would happen to our consciousness and our newfound abilities if every region of the brain was concurrently active? If each one of the 86 billion densely packed neurons in a human brain fired at once, could that person become, in fact, superhuman?
Well, fired at once is a misunderstanding. If they fired at once, you die. That's what happens when sarin gas is released into the air. That's how it kills you, because all nerves fire at the same time. Excuse me. And your heart rate and everything goes haywire. But I think more importantly is the connectivity. So it's assumed that we don't have all these connections or inroads into these connections made. And then if we could connect better to some of these areas of the brain that we're not utilizing by making those connections, we'd have more RAM memory, more hard drive, more capacity to process information.
Well, so one of the premises of the movie was that we only use 10% of our brain, and that's a myth.
They're saying that's a myth, right?
Yes.
And but there's another issue here. Brain size, right? So if I say to you, I'm going to give you 10% of this pie, and the pie is 3 inches around, that's not a very big piece. But if I say I'm going to give you 10% of this pie and the pie is 23 inches around, that's a significant piece, right?
Correct.
So those of you who made fun of me my whole life when I was a kid because I have a really big head, who's laughing now?
because you have a really big brain.
Yes, I do. 10% of my brain is bigger than 10% of your brain. That's it. But no, all joking aside. You asked me the other day, so how do we improve these connections, right?
Yes.
It's not from learning alone. Learning is an important portion of the faculties of the brain.
Right.
But the key word here is consciousness. Remember when Scarlett Johansson said, I can feel the blood tracing through my veins.
Mm-hmm.
I can feel my bones growing. I can feel all these things. That's consciousness, because unconscious means you don't notice anything. The greater your depth of consciousness, the more aware you are, not only of your surroundings, but your what's going on inside your body as well. Deepak Chopra says that people who develop heart problems lose the conscious and subconscious connection with their heart. Now, I don't know that this is accurate or not, but this is his theory. And he's the guy who brought quantum physics into popularity, into the whole spirituality and mindfulness discussion. So I would suggest to you, to anybody, if you want to improve the capacity of your brain, improve the consciousness. How do you improve consciousness? Meditation,
mindfulness.
That's it. Quiet, mindfulness. Because if you become more conscious, then you are theoretically using more of your brain. And it's not all about storage and recall. It's not like, oh, I can store information and recall it.
Okay,
quickly.
So I wanted to talk about this. Memories take up space.
Yes.
The 86 billion neurons in our brain make trillions of connections, and these connections take up physical space. In fact, in a recent study, it found that the more space available for similar memories, the less confused they became.
Mm-hmm. And on that note, Albert Einstein was ridiculed because he did not remember his own phone number.
I can remember my phone number from when I was a child. So,
what he said was, why would I commit such valuable memory to something I can find in a book? Mm-hmm. So his idea of using his brain was to process information that was abstract and not available elsewhere. So it's all interesting discussions, aren't they?
Yes. Okay, so speaking of Albert Einstein, according to Wikipedia, the 10% of the brain myth is widely perpetuated even by Albert Einstein.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's been around for a long time, this notion that we don't use as much of our brain as we can. I think what it really speaks to is that few people really reach their true potential in life because of the lack of motivation, the lack of education, and more importantly, the lack of mindfulness and being more conscious about their lives. I think most people rush through life, get to the end, and they go, oh my God, I can't believe I'm dying. I didn't get anything done I wanted to get done.
You ever heard that old saying, stop and smell the roses?
Yeah. There you go.
And you know, as a more mature person, life does kind of go by fast. So being in the moment is very important.
Yeah, that's being in the moment is part of consciousness. People don't even, they don't savor what they eat. They don't savor experiences because they're so busy thinking about something they have to do tomorrow or what they did yesterday that they're not in the moment. That's consciousness.
There's a new trending fad right now where it's hashtag Dear Me, and people are posting and saying what they would say to their younger self. So as a more mature person, what would you say to your younger self? And one of the things that I would say to my younger self is be in the moment, you know, live life and enjoy it. Don't look for the end result. Enjoy the journey getting there.
Because when we're young, we want to get older.
Mm-hmm.
We want to have jobs. We want to have cars that we forget to enjoy the moments of being young.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll give you an example. Have you ever called a phone number, but you also talking to somebody maybe in the house or in the room with you, right? And you dial a number and you realize that the phone may have been ringing and this person may have answered already.
And you don't remember who you called?
No.
Oh, okay.
Be in the moment now.
Oh, okay.
And so you press the phone to your ear and you're like listening to see if the person answered. And this really long period of silence occurs and you think to yourself, surely the phone can't still be ringing because ringtones are a, like one, I think, 1 second on, 2 seconds off. I forget what it is, but you think to yourself, oh my God, they must have answered because you're so focused on listening to see if somebody's there. And then the phone continues to ring and you think, that was the longest pause in a ringtone I've ever heard. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
That's never happened to you?
No.
Well, when you focus 100% of your attention on something, it slows down. It really, really does. It's not a myth. That's not something that you only see in sci-fi movies. I've experienced this numerous times, this exact phenomenon, where I've dialed a number, been distracted, put the phone to my ear, and thought, oh, they must have answered because there's this long silence there. And I know the ring doesn't take that long in the pause, and then it continues to ring, and I think, wow, that was the longest pause I've ever experienced, and I've started to realize it's because I was so focused on that for that moment that things slow down. When you focus on things, they slow down. So if you want to live a long life, part of living a long life is the perception of time. And when you're in the moment and you're really focused on things, things feel like they're taking longer. That's a good thing, especially if it's a moment that you're enjoying.
Yeah, like when you're focusing on that water that you're trying to boil and it takes forever to
yes,
boil.
Yes, that's an example of it. That's it. Mm-hmm. When you focus on something, things slow down. And that's a good thing because if you're focusing on a moment with your child or with your loved one or an achievement in school, you want it to slow down. You want it to last longer. You want to feel it. You don't want it to just rush by.
But on the flip side of that, if it's something that you really want to happen, like you want changes in your body or whatever, and you keep focusing on it, and
it slows down
and it's not happening. So in that instance, then you
gotta,
shouldn't focus on
yes,
it.
Yes, you got to ignore it. That's mm-hmm. right. That's yeah. exactly right. See? Really interesting.
Okay, so when we come back from the break, I want to talk about some ways to get smarter with age.
Don't you automatically get smarter with age? Isn't it called wisdom?
Well,
not everybody, huh? Some of us don't get smarter. We keep doing the same things over and over. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Casual Friday.
Freakish muscle gains, Freak Maker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Frotalin, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, prealkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freak Maker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of prealkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freak Maker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner
the
ad.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced Phytoform. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the KetoKana banner ad today.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise With Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Do you have a federal student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. I am so happy. I have been in a technological black hole for the past week.
Yes, you have.
Since last Friday.
It's just been one of those weeks. We had so much snow. I mean, the city was basically shut down yesterday.
Can you believe the governor called this a state of emergency?
Well, south of here, they got 20 inches of snow.
But that's no big deal. Sherman,
I saw what Sherman said.
He said, because I'm from up north and we're used to it.
Yeah, but okay, so down south, it's just maybe 20 minutes from here, there were people stuck on Interstate 65 for 15 hours.
In New York, we call that a party. You start going in other people's cars. You hang out. Hey, who has something to eat?
Well,
you know,
I'm sure it wasn't too fun for those people.
Yeah. Well, you make it fun. It's up to you. You know, you do what you got to do. Mm-hmm. I mean, look, I've always talked about snow day. You got no choice. You got to just kick back and just whoever's waiting for you has to wait. You don't have to worry about work.
Okay, so you got upset about the technological things. They got upset about the snow.
It's, You're right. All right, so when we were going into the break, you were talking about doing some things for your brain, right?
Exactly. One of the things here that we've talked about on the show before, and right now we're going to talk about supplementing, is creatine.
I gave creatine to my mother after her stroke. I got her neurologist's approval, obviously, and I brought him the research that showed that creatine helped resolve a stroke faster. And my mother bounced back from that stroke without any... She had some memory issues accessing certain memories, but by and large, she was completely functional again, and he thought that was amazing.
Was it 5 grams a day?
I gave her 5 grams a day.
Because that's what they're suggesting in this article. Yeah. And the doctor that we had on that talked about creatine in older patients, was that 5 grams that he suggested as well?
Yeah, good for the heart, good for the brain. It's good for everything.
I have to tell you, as a woman, I used to be afraid to use creatine, but I've started using it, and I really don't notice any side effects from it as far as like holding water and weight gain.
If you don't do the 20 gram a day loading for 5 days, you won't gain any water weight.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't. So, what else is good for the brain?
Omega 3. I mean, they say to eat more fish, but omega 3.
Take a supplement.
Take a supplement. If you're worried about mercury, which we'll talk about later in the show, then just take your omega 3 supplement. And then there's nuts. Different types of Brazil nuts, I guess.
Brazil nuts have selenium in them, so they're good too. You know,
almonds, walnuts, olive oil, which is high in monounsaturated fats.
Right.
Fiber. Wonder why fiber.
I don't know. That's you got me on that one. Maybe because it lowers blood sugar. I don't know.
Eating less.
Fasting.
Yes.
Fasting improves brain function. It's amazing. You almost feel like you have a buzz.
Folic acid.
So those are supplements, right?
Well, okay. So one more thing that I want to mention that you're going to cringe when I say, drink red wine.
Yeah. Why not just, Because of the resveratrol or the alcohol?
In moderation, red wine can be good for the brain. It is rich in antioxidants. One glass a day for women and two for men.
See, and so, okay, look.
And so here's another one, alcohol in moderation.
Yeah, I just don't buy those. I'm sorry. Alcohol is a neurotoxin. The brain we just discussed is how many billions of nerve connections?
86.
And so you're telling me that taking a neurotoxin is good for nerves. I just don't buy that one. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not going to stop drinking wine. But I'm not going to lie to myself and say, oh, it's good for my brain, because it's not. And.
But how can you say that it's not?
Because, okay, if somebody said to you, a small amount of gasoline is good for putting out a fire, what would you say to that?
It's not.
Why?
Because it just makes the fire increase.
But
spread.
So in other words, what you're saying is, looking at the science, you know that gas is flammable.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, in any amount, it's probably not good to use if you're trying to put the fire out.
Correct.
Okay. Well, the science shows that alcohol is a neurotoxin. So why is a small amount of a poison okay? Damages the nerves.
The FDA says it is.
Yes, let's listen to Margaret Hamburg. She's a genius.
Really quick, vitamin C and selenium and alpha-lipoic acid.
Yeah, very nice. And those are good, powerful antioxidants that don't come along with the damaging effects of high alcohol intake.
Okay, so...
And by the way, this weekend I'm going out Saturday night and I'll be drinking alcohol. So I'm just letting the little nerve endings in my brain know now, you better run and hide.
So it's been proven that exercise, aerobic exercise... I mean, there was a group of people, they did a study in Pittsburgh of over 120 adults... And half of the group did only stretching exercises, and the other half did aerobic exercises 3 days a week.
But I have to believe that so does resistance training, because resistance training has been shown to increase growth factors that influence brain-defining neurotrophic factor.
Well, in this particular study...
They didn't look at that.
They looked at aerobic exercise,
right.
And they tested at the end of the study, they tested with MRI scans, serum blood tests for the BDNF,
mm-hmm.
and they tested for memory function. And the group that did stretching only had a decline
In their brain
memory shrinkage, right. And hippocampal.
And the hippocampus is where the memory function occurs. So it's important to pay attention to that in these types of studies.
And then the ones who had did the aerobic exercise had an increase.
So let's talk about the things that are good for you. Exercise, obviously. What about learning and doing something new? This one was actually shown in an ape study too. They took apes and confined them to a small area where all they saw every day was exactly the same thing, and they did MRIs of their brain and they saw that their brain shrunk. And then when they let them out into an outdoor world, they were still confined, obviously. These were kind of like zoo apes. But when they were allowed to roam in this confined, fenced area and climb trees and everything, they regained mass of their brain that had shrunk from being confined. So what does this tell you about elderly people? Elderly people suffer. Yeah, they're stuck in the house all day. All they do is, my poor father used to sit in front of the TV. He looked like a zombie. Get them out. If you have an elderly person in your life, take them out. Even if you take them for a ride around the neighborhood, just seeing the buildings go by and the sky opening up in front of them is going to be good for them.
Or you know, staying active. If it's taking a class or whatever, you know, staying active, doing puzzles, playing mind games on the computer, whatever.
Yes. Training your memory, but also doing things for your brain. Meditation has been shown to improve the size of the hippocampus, as has, you ready for this? inversion. Dr. Win Wenger, who's now in his 80s and still writing papers, came on my show 2007, 2008, and we talked about two things, inversion and swimming underwater to improve brain function and memory. You know why swimming underwater?
Why?
A phenomenon called the mammalian breath hold response. When you take a deep breath and go underwater and your body senses this, all of the blood pathways in the brain open up big to let oxygen in by feeling the water on your face. It's the same sensation when you go under a shower or something like that and you have that feeling where you have to gasp for air. That's the mammalian breath hold response. Your body wants you to hold its breath because it's afraid it's not going to get another breath for a while, and it doesn't want to run out of oxygen. And what it does is, in an effort to take advantage of oxygen to a greater degree, the brain opens up every blood pathway.
Interesting, because I'm reading a study here that was on the World Health, I think that's A4M, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oxygen availability correlates to brain health and cognitive performance.
Bingo. And, you know, you don't have to swim underwater. If you do things that make you gasp for air, like when I get out of that 220-degree sauna and jump in that ice-cold shower, I experience the mammalian breath hold response.
But don't you think that when you're exercising, even aerobic exercise or resistance training, anaerobic exercise, you are breathing
yes.
deeper, breathing heavier.
Yes, it's called improved vascular density, but it takes a while. You've got to be exercising for sometimes 20 or 30 minutes to experience it. It's spontaneous when you do something that makes you gasp for air. It's spontaneous. You can do it by getting into a position where you water hits your face and you feel like you have to take a deep breath. It's spontaneous.
And you know, a lot of our audience is younger. Don't wait until you get older.
No.
Start now so that it's second nature to you.
And you'll never have a brain that shrinks. You'll always have a brain that works properly as you age. You'll start off with more. Remember, if we only forget about whether or not it's a myth or not, but if you only use a certain percentage of your brain and you keep your brain large, then that percentage, by nature of the overall size of your brain, is larger.
So does your head grow?
Yes, mine did. That's what happened to me. My head wasn't always this big. It's getting bigger because I'm getting smarter.
My brother said you have a big head.
I know. Everybody says it. Sal Mazzola used to make fun of me. He used to say something in Italian that meant that I had a big head. You know what's really funny? The other day we were sitting on the sofa. Remember when I said my neck is so tired from holding up my head and I just let my head pop over? Remember that?
Uh-huh.
I could have been a pro bodybuilder because if I was huge, my head would have been the right size for my body. Most bodybuilders, you see, their heads look like little cantaloupes.
Little peanuts.
I was supposed to be a bodybuilder. Who knew? All right, let's take a break. We'll be right back with more.
Freakish muscle gains, Freak Maker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, prealkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freak Maker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of prealkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freak Maker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad. For the best in real world, no nonsense, result producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer for ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at Wise Choice Medical. CanSeeMedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD. And neither should you.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal antibiotics. Progenidrex.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. What do you want to talk about first?
Well, testosterone has been in the news quite a bit this week.
Yeah.
I guess the FDA is putting a... they're going to be labeling the products.
Yeah, they're going to require all testosterone products to... and I think even products that raise claim to raise testosterone are going to have a warning on them. An adverse side effect warning. I have no problem with this.
That there's an increased risk of heart attacks and strokes in patients taking testosterone. They showed a couple cases of people on
really obscure. One guy had a spinal aneurysm.
But was it really caused by testosterone?
We don't know that. That's the problem. We don't know that. We could use the same argument that the pro-vaccine people say. Well. We don't really know if that was the vaccine that did that. We could say the same thing about testosterone. What else was he on? What other drugs was he taking? He was a young guy.
But I go back to, if testosterone causes heart attacks and strokes like you always say, why aren't all the young guys whose testosterone is raging?
And that's why I have no problem with the FDA requiring testosterone, supplements and testosterone itself to have a warning label. Because you cannot go, like, you can't be a 50-year-old guy who's led a sedentary life for the past 30 years and just go on testosterone. Two things can happen. Number one, the testosterone itself could increase hematocrit, blood viscosity, the thickness of your blood. And if you already have thick blood because of your diet and inflammation, it could be the factor that causes a blood clot. No doubt about it. But the risk is no greater than the risk of a woman who says, I want to be on birth control at 50 years old.
So do they require labeling on birth control pills?
Well, I don't know. That's a good point. They may. It may say that it could increase your risk of stroke and heart attack and clotting. I think it does. But that doesn't stop women from going into their doctors, and that doesn't stop doctors from doling out birth control pills willy-nilly.
And you don't hear anything in the news about blood clots in women and birth control.
No, they don't talk about it anymore.
It's all over.
It happens all the time. It happens all the time.
But so why is testosterone the devil?
Because it's new. It's the new kid on the block. That's what it is. And they're going to put it on. But there's another reason that testosterone warning should be there. If you're one of those guys who's been sedentary for 30 years and you get on testosterone, you're going to go, wow, I feel great. I want to have sex more often. I think I'll go to the gym, and bang, you end up having a heart attack because your brain is telling you you feel young again, but your body is not where it needs to be. You got to be responsible if you get on testosterone. You got to understand you're going to feel really good. That doesn't mean you should just jump right into behaviors that you haven't experienced in 20 years. You shouldn't go run around the block. You know, walk first. You shouldn't go lifting weights immediately. You know, start out slow. And if your libido comes back, don't expect to have sex every day right from the get-go until your heart is strong enough. So I can see why it should have a warning, but I don't think the warning is going to be any more damning than the warning on birth control pills. So that's my opinion, and I'm sticking to it.
Okay, so I know that you've talked about on the show about how you don't think that peanut butter is good for you.
No, I don't. And it's not, first of all, peanut is not a nut. It's a legume. And there's plenty of good research out there that shows that it's pro-inflammatory. Even Dr. Lauren Cordain's group, at Colorado State University published a study about 5 years ago that showed that the lectins in peanuts specifically cause inflammation in the intima, the thin lining of arteries. Which we know what that does. That causes atherosclerotic plaque buildup.
In this article that I'm reading, it says that peanuts are said to be cancer-causing and contaminated with pesticides.
Well, that's the other thing. So peanut farms and peanut producers, I mean, peanuts are they're mishandled. They have mold. They have pesticides on them. I mean, you know, and then they grind it up and put it in a jar and add some sugar, and they call it Jif.
Well, Jif is not peanut butter. Jif has high fructose corn syrup in it.
It has trans fats in it. They add different kind of oils to it. It's not peanut butter.
And that's what so many women feed their children.
Yeah, Jif, Peter Pan, that's all crap. Grind your own peanuts. Go to Whole Foods or Fresh Market. Grind your own peanuts if you insist on having peanut butter.
Almond butter. I've always liked peanut butter, but it causes inflammation in the body, and I know I need to stay away from it.
Yeah. I mean, the occasional tablespoon of it here and there is okay if you desire it. But if you're going to eat nut butters, at least eat nut butters. Don't eat bean butter.
Eat cashew. We talked about last week how cashews have tryptophan in them, and they help with depression.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cashew butter, almond butter, great choices.
Walnut butter. And okay, just one more thing here. It says fungus can also be found growing in the shells of peanuts.
Bingo. Mm-hmm. As I said. And that's where a lot of problems come from with peanut allergies, from the funguses that grow inside them. So, and you know, there's a couple steakhouses out there. I think one is Texas Roadhouse.
Logan's.
Yeah, where you go in, they give you a bucket of peanuts. Ew. You ever smell those peanuts? They smell rancid. They're disgusting, and people are gobbling them up like they're going out of style.
So I read an article. I was reading a Time magazine yesterday, and I read an article about how a lot of the Silicon Valley giants are now offering a perk to their women employees, their younger women employees. And that perk is they will pay for women to freeze their eggs.
so that women can have careers, uninterrupted careers,
longer,
without
longer
worrying
span.
About their without worrying about their clock. What do they call that clock? The
biological time clock
ticking away and missing their opportunity to raise children.
Facebook is doing it. Apple is doing it. Google's coming on board with it.
I think it's controversial. And we already, and you and I got into a little heated discussion about it.
It says here, someone here is saying that having a high-powered career in children is still a very hard thing to do. And if you notice, a lot of, like, I came from the dental industry, a lot of female dentists, they would only work part-time once they had their children.
Right.
So a lot of doctors do
okay,
that.
Okay, so for those women out there who think that this is, they really want their career, and their career is more important than children, they don't feel compelled to have children, I think it's a good idea just in case they change
their
mind.
But maybe they don't even think that. Maybe they think that, oh, there's still time. Oh, there's still time. Oh, there's still time. Oh, wait a minute. There's no time.
Right.
Maybe that's, you just get caught up in life.
But now, so this is what the discussion turned into earlier between you and I. I said, I think it's a mistake. So a woman's going to wait until she's 60 because she said, oh, I'm going to retire when I'm 65. Let me go get my eggs out of freezer. Let me go ahead and have a baby now.
She's not going to wait till she's 60. She's maybe going to wait till she's 45 or 48.
Lots of women have children at 45 now without freezing their eggs.
So what you're saying then is that you think women are going to wait until they're 60?
I think that's what they're going to do. If you're the kind of woman that needs to freeze your eggs because you really don't feel like having a child that's going to interrupt your career, then why are you going to feel any different at 60 years old when your career is still going?
I could probably still have a child if I had my eggs.
Yeah, I know. But what are you going to do? But no, okay, so when I said to you that then you're going to have a 60-year-old mom having a baby,
well,
the baby is going to be 10, the mom's going to be 70, the mom is going to die maybe, let's say, at 80, the kid's 20 years old.
Well, what about men? They do it all the time.
Okay, but here's the
it's
difference.
It's okay for men, but not okay for women.
Let me tell you why, okay? Because a mother is more important in the relationship of a child than the father. It's sad to say,
That's
sorry.
That's not necessarily true now, because there are a lot of men who stay home with the children now, and the women makes
But that's
money.
A small percentage of people. That's a small percentage of people.
The but bond it's still a percentage.
The bond between a mother and a child is stronger than the bond between a father and a child. Trust me, I do not enjoy acknowledging that as a father. So I think that you said, well, oh, look at all these old guys fathering children. I says, yeah, but they're fathering children with young women who are going to be around in that child's life when the guy dies 15 years later.
Well, that's not necessarily true. My mother was 60 when she died.
That's okay, but that's a different story. And look at the impact of, okay, I'm going to ask you something, honestly. Whose death had more of an impact on you, your mother's or your father's?
Well, that's not a fair question because my father wasn't there as I was growing up.
Okay.
My father wasn't a role model in
right.
my
your
life.
Your biological father, right.
My exactly. biological father
right.
was not.
Right.
My mother was.
Okay.
So that's not a fair question.
Okay, but for me, I think that we all have a greater connection because we come from the womb of our mother. And I think there's a greater connection between a mother and a child than a father and a child. And I think that when a mother has a baby at the end of her life, it's just not a good thing for the baby.
Well, I just think they're just leveling the playing field here.
Okay, so they're giving women an opportunity to do something that men have done.
Have been able
but
to
it's
do.
Been, but it's wrong for men, but it's okay for women because now they have the opportunity.
No, now it's just leveled. I said it's leveled.
Okay.
The playing field has been leveled now, and you don't like it.
No, I do like it. I'm acknowledging that a mother's value in the relationship stands to be higher than the father's value. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
That's all.
All right. Well, I guess we can agree to disagree on this one.
No, my head is bigger. I'm right. My head is bigger. I raise you 10%. I raise you 10%. What do they say in cards? I'll see your 10% and raise you 2% of my brain. No, it's you're right. It is probably level now.
Well, it is, but if to each his own. If that's what the woman wants to do, fine. If she wants to be a stay-at-home mom, fine. I'm okay with. I'm okay with all that, and then everything in between.
What I'd like to see is 30 or 40 years from now, when those women have children later in life, because these companies made it available to them. If they're going to look back and say, boy, I made a mistake, and that company was, they made a mistake by offering that. That's going to be an interesting discussion someday.
Well, it goes back to the whole thing we were talking about at the very beginning of the show. We'd slow down, stop and smell the roses.
Yes.
I never stopped to smell the roses. I kept going and going, and before you knew it,
it was too late.
It was too late.
See?
So, you know, maybe this will be at least an option for them.
No, I agree. I agree. Good discussion, Lisa. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. H-Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel, but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the AgeForce Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. AgeForce has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The Triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the Triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of Triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Pay attention, boy. Roll up my shoulder and move it. Good hip, put your back into it. Like it ain't nothing to it. Shake it.
You know what I forgot to mention?
No, what?
Superhuman Radio is made possible through a special grant from All American Pharmaceutical and their product line, All American EFX Sports.
We are actually going to Montana to do a live remote from there.
From their facility.
We leave March 18th. So, and the live remote will be that Friday, the 20th.
They even have us set up to do a media tour. We're going to different TV stations and doing interviews and everything.
Wow. Does that mean we're celebrities?
Yeah, in a minor way, I guess.
So if there's anybody in the area and they want to drive up there and meet us, that would be fun.
Billings, Montana.
Billings, Montana.
Okay, what do you want to talk about first?
I think you've been wanting to talk about this subject since I told you about it last night.
So Lisa says, because I usually don't read the Casual Friday notes until right before the show, and the other day I kept saying, well, send me that one. This one you want to read, you go.
Well, Carl's never really interested until like right before the show what the stories are going to be. So when I told him this story, he's been bugging me for 2 days to send it to him.
Yeah.
And it's 9 new sex findings you won't believe.
These are great. I really like them, I got to tell you.
Okay. The higher a woman's desire for sex, the higher her standards for potential partners.
How do you like that? So those of you out there with women who have a lot of libido, you should consider yourself very special because you were selected from a highly selective woman.
But on the flip side of that, it says that men will just want to have sex, and it doesn't matter. They'll just have sex with anybody.
Yeah. So? Well, you think we don't know that and we're ashamed of it?
No.
You know what I always find amazing? That women have to read a book to know that the greatest reward you can give your man is sex. It's not a robe. It's not a great dinner. It's not a back rub. It's sex. If you love your man and you want to show it, don't clap your hands. Give him sex. That's it. It's easy.
Men,
we're very simple. We're like dogs. Throw us a bone. We're happy.
Men with higher earning wives are more likely to have erectile dysfunction.
Yeah, that one doesn't surprise me at all. I mean, I think if a guy's, in our society, a man's ability to provide for his family is like part of being a man. And so if your wife makes like twice as much as you do, she strips you of that role, so to speak, in society's eyes at least, maybe not your wife's eyes.
Sex and alcohol make people happier than having children.
Bingo. Quite frankly, sex and alcohol leads to having children. So what's wrong with that equation? Most people they get pregnant when they're drunk. So.
Okay. Husbands who do more housework have less sex.
That one's surprising, isn't it? Because women always say, oh, you know, if you help more, I'd be more in the mood. But it turns out that that's not true.
Well, but you didn't read the whole thing. It says a man fixing the broken sink pipe might be more arousing than the one loading the dishwasher. So what this is saying is that men who do manly things around the house are having more sex than men who are doing things that are typically considered what a woman does.
Like doing the laundry and cleaning the house, that's probably not a good idea.
Exactly.
But like building an addition on the house or
staining the deck.
Staining the deck.
Things that you would think.
It's funny because right before the show today, Elisa said, are you going to stain the deck this year?
I'm looking forward to summer.
Well, now I know that. Now I'm going to stain the deck for sure. In fact, do I have to wait for the snow to melt to do that? Can I do it today? Oh, that's funny.
Economics majors have the most sexual partners.
This is interesting. So if you're a guy and you're looking for a woman who's promiscuous, go to the local college and find somebody who's studying economics. There you go. You'll get lucky tonight.
It says the major is considered an intelligent, open-minded curriculum choice, which may make those who study it extra eligible for bedroom action.
I like that. I wish I would have known that when I was in my 20s.
Couples who travel together have better sex.
Yeah.
You go on vacation,
that.
You're relaxed, you have more time.
And something about laying in the sun and mm-hmm. having a margarita makes you want to go back up to the room. You know what I mean?
Multiple sex partners in young adulthood is connected to later drug and alcohol abuse.
I don't buy this one because I abused drugs and alcohol when I was young too. Now, it's true. So I guess that one doesn't fit me.
Well, okay. And then sex can ease headaches. So women, if they say they have a headache, then you guys out there can say, well, this is going
to
help.
See that? So women use that as an excuse not to have sex. Oh, I have a headache. Now you can say, look, I'm just trying to help you get rid of your headache. If you don't want to get rid of your headache, then forget about it. So it's better than aspirin, tell her.
The average sex session burns only 21 calories.
You know, I agree with this to a certain degree. There are some sessions that probably burn more, and there are some sessions where it's like you only have a limited amount of time to do it, so you get it over with. You know, So don't skip the gym. That's the bottom line. Don't try to con your wife into saying, look, if we have sex, you're going to burn calories, because it's better to have sex and then go to the gym afterwards. There you go.
Okay, while we're doing our little sexual things here, I wanted to talk about 6 reasons why you should sleep in the nude.
Other than how hot you look?
Well, I like a cool room, yeah. So just, I mean, even when the temperatures are hot, I mean cold out.
I think that people who like their bodies tend to sleep in the nude more often, too.
Do you think so?
Yeah, because I didn't want to sleep in the nude when I was 330 pounds. But once I got like in great shape, I was like, damn, I don't want to put this thing away. I mean, my body. I mean, I want to keep it out. So
But for me, I find that sleeping in, you get tangled up with your pajamas.
Yes.
On.
When you have pajamas on, you have more traction. There's more friction. So when you roll, you actually pull your covers with you. Yeah, you're right.
Okay. So here it says, if you sleep in the nude, it could help prevent diabetes. There was a 4-month study. It was with 5 males. Oh, it's because of the temperature. So one room was heated to 66, one was 75, and one was 81. After the 4 weeks, the coldest temperature, they had more brown fat, and their insulin sensitivity was better.
That's interesting.
Isn't that interesting?
What about the one you skipped? You may like your partner more. Because skin on skin?
I guess so.
Let's see. People who slept in the nude reported being happier in their relationships. I have a feeling it's probably because you feel your partner's skin, and that's more sensual.
It's better for your lady health. I guess if you let things breathe, there's less bacteria. And moisture.
Yes, back in the 70s when those really, really, really tight Gloria Vanderbilt jeans were popular, women were getting yeast infections constantly. So I buy that one.
It's how our ancestors did it.
Yeah, it's paleo. There you go.
It could be better for the immune system.
Yeah, MIC reports when skin-on-skin contact occurs, our adrenal glands get a message, lighten up on the production of stress hormone cortisol. Also, it produces oxytocin, and we know what that does.
Mm-hmm.
So, body temperature affects sleep. You sleep better in a cool room.
I definitely do.
People who turn the thermostat up really, really hot at night, you're not sleeping as well as you could if you get it down cooler.
I can tell if our temperature has changed 1 degree. I don't sleep as well.
What do we set it at, 68?
68. One night it was on 70.
Oh, you were dying.
I did not sleep that night at all.
Yeah, but you can tell when it's on 69. Yes. It's like, I think the thermostat is high.
Yeah, I can. Yeah.
So there you go. All right, we have to take a quick commercial break. When we come back at the top of the hour, what I'd like to talk about is this journalist from the UK who's fat shaming my girl, Kelly Clarkson. I don't like that. Because I think Kelly Clarkson is just plain awesome.
And she thinks she is.
She
cute.
Does too.
Well, she's cute.
No, I like her a lot. Let's talk about that when we come back. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Do you have a federal student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. AgeForce introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order. You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the AgeForce Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. AgeForce has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. So there's a journalist in the UK who's come out, and her name is Katie Hopkins, and she's really picking on Kelly Clarkson, saying that, oh, it's not baby weight. She had that baby a year ago. You know, she needs to cut back and stop eating carrot cake. And it's like, I wonder if this isn't Adele from the UK.
Yes.
I wonder if Katie Hopkins has said the same things about Adele, or because she's from the UK, it's okay.
It says here in a tweet here, I guess people were taking up for Kelly Clarkson. She said, look, chubsters, Kelly Clarkson had a baby a year ago. That is no longer baby weight. That is carrot cake weight. Get over yourselves. I mean, could she be
I wonder what she looks like, Katie Hopkins.
Could she be more rude? Yeah. That is just so rude. There's a picture of her right there on this article that you have.
I got to just scroll down. You know what? This girl probably is making a living by saying these kind of things. Oh, my God. That's her?
Yes.
She looks like a pterodactyl. She looks like one of those prehistoric. No, I'm serious. Look at her face. Wait a minute. Look at the picture of her face. Keep looking at it. Now watch this. Ah! Ah! Oh my God, she is ugly. And look, you can lose all the weight you want, Katie. You're still going to be ugly. Oh, you got no room to look. If I look like you, I look like me and I don't throw bricks at people. I mean, you can't talk bad about Kelly Clarkson.
Kelly Clarkson is happy. She's sweet.
She's a multi flipping millionaire.
She said she didn't even know who this British journalist was. And she said, I'm awesome. It doesn't bother me. She said, after admitting she didn't know who the British critic was.
Yeah.
So.
Didn't you tell me that this lady did, UK version of,
The Apprentice.
Yeah, The Apprentice. Yeah, this is somebody who's just starved for attention. That's all she is. She actually looks like Howard Stern with blonde hair. Sorry, Howard. Howard's handsome, but a woman that looks like Howard, not a good thing. Okay, so there you go. Kelly Clarkson, keep rocking. Where are we going now?
Okay, so you and I were talking about, wearing shoes in the house.
Yeah.
After you've been outside.
Well, never mind outside. You go in a public restroom.
Well, okay. And think about this. Like when you're traveling, you're on airplanes and you're in the bathroom. I mean, who knows what's
going on. Here's why this started. I take my gallon jug of water to the gym and I put it down on the floor in the gym when I'm training. So one day I came home, you know, obviously not using even 2% of my brain this day. And I put the gallon jug on the table. And Elisa looked at me and said, get that off the table. And I was like, why? She goes, you've had that on the floor at the gym this morning, and now you're putting it on our table. And I thought about it. I was like, wow, that's true. People walk around the floor on the gym. I put my jug down, then put it on the table. That's like me taking somebody's shoe at the gym and putting it on my table. Bad idea. So I stopped doing that. I actually put it on the floor now in the laundry room. So one day I came in, and I thought, you know, the Asians believe you take your shoes off at the door for the same reason. You don't want to track all that gunk into the house. So we said we're going to get some sort of a little 2-foot-high bookshelf that we can actually put outside the mudroom door in the garage and take our shoes off before we come in the house. Lo and behold, you found this article, right?
I mean,
that's how it started.
So they did a microbiologist did a study with Rockport. And what they did was they tested shoes. They actually gave people new shoes, and they wore them for 2 weeks before having them tested for bacteria. And what they found was more than 420,000 units of bacteria were found on the outside of the test shoes.
Ew.
420,000 types of bacteria. I'll say that again, 420,000.
Right, almost a 500,000. Types of bacteria. So then you walk around the rug in the house. Then the kids lay on the floor and watch television. They touch the floor with their hands. Then they grab a sandwich and they eat it. I mean, think about what we're bringing in our house.
27% of those bacteria were deadly E. coli. 27% were deadly E. coli.
Repeat it again. Come on. Come on. I dare you.
I think that was enough.
I mean, this is terrible. We should all be taking our shoes off in some area of the house before we walk around the rest of the house, maybe have a pair of slippers to put on. This is something that we can all do and we all need to do. I got to be honest with you.
It says 90 to 99% of the bacteria that were found on the exterior of the shoes were transmitted to the carpet and hard tile. Hard tile is a little bit easier to clean, but the carpet is going to be very difficult to clean.
And what are people more likely to lay down on, hard tile or carpet?
Carpeting.
Right? You go in the living room, the kids are sitting on the floor, you lay down next to them, you're watching something with them, you're laying in 500,000 different types of bacteria. And let's face it, we talk all the time about bacterial diversity and not being too clean by using hand sanitizers, but this is the other extreme. This is like, okay, I'm going to wallow in filth instead. That's not any better than trying to be aseptic.
Well, or if you're at home, you drop a vitamin on the floor, you pick it up and take it.
I do that all the time, don't I?
Yes. I mean, there's so many, and you don't know what you're taking at that point.
And it's not your cleanliness we're talking about. It's the cleanliness of others that you gather on your shoes and bring into your house. I mean, it's just shocking. We actually started doing this before we even read this article. We started taking our shoes off at the garage and leaving them in the mudroom there.
This reminds me, there was an episode of Sex and the City. If any of you out there ever saw Sex and the City, they went to a party. It was a baby shower, and they had to take all of their shoes off. The woman wouldn't allow people to come into the party with all their shoes. And Carrie, one of the women from Sex and the City, had on a pair of Milano Blahniks. Is that how you say that?
No. I can't think of it now. Isn't that funny? Because you said you pronounced it wrong, and now it's stuck.
Blahnik is the. But anyway, those are very expensive shoes.
Manolo
Blahniks.
Right.
And so when she went to leave, someone had taken her shoes.
Yeah, and they were like $800
shoes. $800
shoes. Right. Yeah. So in her case, she's not. If you're wearing Louboutins, then you probably can get a pass and keep your shoes on.
but it says here to just leave slippers at the door when you come home. Put your slippers on, the ones that you don't wear outside, and wear those.
It's a great idea. It really is. So more people need to do that. Absolutely. For those of you out there who are nurse practitioners or registered nurses and you're looking for a side business to make some extra money, home IV therapy could be just what you're looking for. It's becoming very popular. You'll have to check in your specific state to make sure that you are able to do this. But going to people's homes and giving them a Myers cocktail or a variety of different IV cocktails, including chelation therapy, is becoming very popular. Instead of them having to go to the doctor's office, you go to them.
Evidently, in New York City, there's a new company called the Hangover Club, and it's a delivery drip service where they go into the home and they do like
IV drips,
vitamin therapy, therapies to help banish the flu, jet lag, even hangovers, as the name suggests.
But you know what they should be doing? You know what the best hangover cure in the world is?
Mm-mm.
Oxygen. In fact, there's a lot of airline pilots who listen to the show who will attest to what I'm about to say. But have you been out drinking all night? And you slap on an oxygen mask that's delivering anywhere from 32 to 33% pure oxygen, and you sit there and you breathe it for about 10 minutes, your hangover is gone.
Really?
Gone. Without an IV drip and a needle in your vein, it's gone.
In Las Vegas, they have those little
oxygen bars.
Yeah, oxygen bar. We could sit there.
Doesn't work.
No,
because it's the high. They're not using a high enough concentration. If they have the oxygen generators to do that, and they put a cannula in your nose that you're breathing this oxygen, but the reality is you need slightly higher than what is considered a normal oxygen. So just slightly higher, not too much higher, because too much higher is dangerous for your lungs. Just slightly higher, and your hangover is gone in 10 minutes.
So evidently, Chrissy Teigen, that's John Legend's wife,
mm-hmm.
recently posted an Instagram picture of herself getting a vitamin IV drip in bed. On New Year's Day, the IV doc helped Neil Patrick Harris rehydrate and also offered B12 IVs to riders at a fitness club. Also, Apollo Ono, he recently got an energy boost via their NutriDrip treatment.
Right. So here's an opportunity for those of you who have the proper credentials where you can do this kind of thing. You could be making a bunch of money as a side business. Maybe you need to contact that company. They may have franchise opportunities. What's the name of the company again?
The Hangover Club.
The Hangover Club.
They also have amino acid drips that helps everything, that they recommend for everything from arthritis to anxiety.
Yeah.
I sent this copy of this article to our doctor, Dr. Matt Andry,
mm-hmm.
and he responded by saying that they're already doing something similar to this.
That's cool.
There in Bloomington.
I can actually, if you need me to, I can come to your house because of my allergies, and I can give you a nasal drip. I can sit in your house, and my nose will drip, and somehow that'll make you feel better.
So I wanted to give
that was a forced laugh. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for doing that.
I wanted to give a shout out to one of our listeners listening live today, Ryan Pack. So when we were talking about the freezing of the eggs, she said, as a careerist and a woman in her 30s, the baby now or later egg freezing topic you just discussed is something I find myself wrestling with.
Huh. You know what else I found on her wall just now? I didn't know this. Ryan is raising money for the Ronald McDonald House, which is really a good charity. It helps families who can't afford to be there with their children when their children have to undergo procedures in a hospital. They put the whole family up so that the family can be there with the child. I actually had an alarm company, and we donated a lot of money to the Ronald McDonald House here in Louisville, Kentucky. And if you're already her friend, if you go to her Facebook wall, there's a link there that you can help her raise. She's trying to raise $1,000 for the Ronald McDonald House.
Ryan, if you're listening, post that on mine and Carl's wall.
Yeah, we'll share it for sure. Absolutely. Let's help Ryan reach that goal. That's cool. She's one of the superhuman nation and has been listening to the show for a very, very long time. So let's give back to somebody who gives to us all the time.
Yes, let's do. And then one more thing she said. Well, now that last comment could be why we've taken so long. No kids in red wine. Really?
Yeah, exactly. Let's go ahead and take our commercial break now. And when we come back, what do you want to talk about first? Any ideas? You want to surprise them?
We may have to get a little serious and talk about vaccines and mercury.
Okay. All right, let's do that. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Freakish Muscle Gains, Freak Maker Build from AAEFX is a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Protolan, Whey Isolate, Whey Concentrate, Milk Isolate, Casein and Egg, quality protein sources with Carbolin, Prealkaline and medium-chain triglycerides, a 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freak Maker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing Carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Prealkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freak Maker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business. The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Kana banner ad today.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. You want to talk about the vaccine first? I really want to talk about this because this is what Linda Shafrick happened to. She did that as a response to something I said on the show recently about...
She did what?
I said, you know, what's this nonsense about? If my child isn't vaccinated, how's it going to affect your child who's vaccinated? And so she posted that post about herd immunity. And so you started doing some research into herd immunity.
Right.
So for those out there who aren't aware why the pro-vaccine people claim that everybody has to be vaccinated in order for it to work, would you just in a nutshell describe what herd immunity is all about?
Herd immunity is a form of immunity that occurs when the vaccination of a significant portion of a population or herd provides a measure of protection for individuals who have not developed immunity. It arises when a high percentage of the population is protected through vaccination against a virus or bacteria, making it difficult for a disease to spread because there are so few susceptible people left to infect.
This makes no sense.
That's what I said to you.
Okay. And if anything, are you telling me that well over 90% of the population isn't vaccinated against measles? I mean, the anti-vaccine movement is relatively new, maybe 15 years old, 20 maybe. Prior to that, parents vaccinated their children without question, 100% of the time. A small percentage of zealots and religious, the Mennonites and the Amish and so on may not vaccinate, but well over 90% of the American population is vaccinated. So how come herd immunity isn't protecting the non-vaccinated people right now, or even the vaccinated people from getting measles when measles is on the rise all of a sudden?
They're saying this is particularly crucial for protecting people who cannot be vaccinated. Well, what's disturbing to me is there's so much noise right now about changing the laws so that you have to be vaccinated.
They're
trying to change the law so you don't have the choice. You can't take the religious beliefs. They're trying to take that away from
but
us.
But it still doesn't make sense. Think about this. So a vaccine is supposed to protect you from getting a disease. Does it work or doesn't it work? Let's use the pro-vaccine people's opinion. It does work. So then why would it not work if you're exposed to that disease? It should work if you're exposed to that disease, right? Because
right.
It does work. Because it does work. Working from the assumption that vaccines work. And if they work, they work. And if they don't, they don't. So if you're telling me a vaccine works, and if by working that means that it protects me against getting a disease, and that should mean that if I come in contact with someone who has that disease, I'm protected. Because don't forget, they make you get vaccines when you go abroad because they're afraid you're going to come in contact with people with those diseases, right?
Yes.
Okay. So the assumption is that those people are not vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
So if herd immunity was true, then the minute you got your vaccine here in the United States and boarded a plane and went abroad, there's no herd there. So the vaccine stopped working.
That's
critical thinking at work here, folks. I'm sorry to say it. So do vaccines work or don't they work? What's this nonsense? They only work if everybody gets them? Well, 90% of the population has absolutely, I'll go on record and I'll stake my reputation on just making this assumption, surely from what I know about the history of vaccines and this relatively new movement, anti-vaccine movement, that 90% of the population has been vaccinated for measles. Because you get that vaccine when you're a baby. Okay? Then why is everybody getting measles, even people who've been vaccinated? You can't blame this on the people who aren't vaccinated. I'm sorry. If your product doesn't work, then don't push it. If it works, it works. There's no middle ground here. It's not like, oh, well, you know, that's like saying, okay, antibiotics work, but only if everybody's using them. No, if you have something that an antibiotic works for, they give it to you, you take it, and your body recovers, and it destroys that microbe, that bad bacteria in your body, it's gone. It's like saying, well, no, it's not going to work unless everybody in your house takes it, even the people who aren't sick.
Well, and then I always go back to, so how about the people who take the flu shots
and get
and
the flu.
Always get the flu.
Yeah, where's herd immunity?
So,
yeah.
We know so many people that take the flu. And my stepfather even said he stopped getting the flu shot because he got the flu every time. And now he hasn't had the flu since.
Well, let's go even a step further. So a couple years ago when we had the flu pandemic, you know, everybody in the United States was getting the flu. Do you know that the flu vaccine was at the highest rate in the past decade, as far as the number of people who went out and got the vaccine, yet the flu was also at the highest rate it had been in a decade. So the biggest turnout for people getting the vaccine and the biggest occurrence of the flu, where's the herd theory there? This is bull. And using a word that has herd, you know, it's not bull herd either. It's a cow herd. No, but this is bull. This is nonsense. If the vaccine works, it works. If it only works if everybody in the world gets it, then it doesn't work. It doesn't work. It's nonsense. I don't buy it, Linda. I don't buy the herd. What is it called again?
Herd immunity.
Yeah, I don't buy it.
Okay, so this story has been in the news for quite some time now, but it's for some reason it's resurfacing about the U.S. media is blacking out the fact that the Italian courts rule the vaccines cause autism.
Mm-hmm.
We Snoped it and we couldn't find anywhere on Snopes.
Yeah, I was saying, well, let's be careful if we say this before we know. Did Italy really do this? And from all we can see, that the story is true because we can't find anybody who says this is a lie.
And what's shocking to me is that you don't hear anything about this in the mainstream media.
No. And there's a lot of countries that are against vaccines, so don't let anybody lie to you.
But evidently, the family that is suing, they're going to get money. They've been awarded some money, but interestingly enough, it's the Italian government, not the vaccine maker who pays for vaccine damages.
But that's the same way here in the United States.
Well, the government doesn't pay for the vaccine damages here.
Yeah, they do. They have a division set. So when you think that your child has suffered from a vaccine, you don't sue the vaccine manufacturer. You go to the United States. See, that's all the vaccine manufacturers got together and said, look, if we make these vaccines, you have to indemnify us from any backlash. So every government set up a division that handles the adverse events from vaccines. So it's government dollars. When someone's child is killed from a vaccine or develops an illness from a vaccine, it's yours and my tax dollars that pay that family for their loss. It's not the pharmaceutical companies. It's called privatized profits, but socialized losses. And the government, our government and all governments had to agree to that if they were going to be allowed to use those vaccines in their countries.
So I guess Italy has banned any vaccines that contain thimerosal because of the neurotoxicity.
Of the mercury. But, and don't forget now, they don't have to say there's, if the thimerosal is used now in the manufacturing process, but not as a preservative in the bottle, they don't have to tell you that there's thimerosal in there anymore.
That's correct. And then we've talked about this, but I want to just mention it again. The GlaxoSmithKline report, it's a confidential report. It's a 1,271-page report. They admit to having 5 known cases of autism resulting from the vaccine's administration during its clinical trials.
Now, the people who are pro-vaccine, when I posted about this on Facebook, they came out and said 5 out of 10,000 there, how do we really know that it's the vaccine that did that? And I could say the same thing about the testosterone, right? Oh, well, how do we really know that those events occurred from the testosterone? Oh, you'll say, well, because the testosterone was administered at the time. And I can say, well, the vaccine was administered at the time. So the bottom line is this. We deserve to know this information so we can make decisions based on that.
And we shouldn't be forced.
No.
Parents should not be forced to make their children have a vaccine.
Okay, so the guy on the testosterone story, he said, had I known the risk of stroke was increased with testosterone, I would have never taken it. Okay. If parents knew the risk of autism was increased with vaccines, at least they'd be able to make an informed decision of the risk. But more importantly, wait, just let me finish. I want to answer what you just said. But imagine if the government forced every man to take testosterone and failed and said, and we're not going to tell you what the risks are. We're just going to make you take it.
Well, but they're making testosterone producers put labeling on there.
But they're not making
vaccine. So why don't they make vaccine manufacturers put the labeling on the vaccine?
Don't you remember my petition from 2 years ago?
Yes, I do.
I said, why aren't vaccine manufacturers required to do the same thing pharmaceutical drug manufacturers? When a pharmaceutical drug is advertised on TV, 45 seconds of the TV commercial is, you could develop hepatitis. If you have this, you're going to die. You could do this. They give you all the adverse events that were reported as a result of the drug. But you're thinking, well, vaccines are safe because they don't say there's anything wrong with them. They don't have to report that.
They like every testosterone maker, should have to put labeling. Why are they going after the testosterone people?
Do you know why? Because vaccines are a multi-billion dollar industry and governments make money at it. That's why. This is multi-billions of dollars. And didn't you tell me that there are so many new vaccines in the pipeline right now that it's estimated that children in 20 or 30 years will be given how many vaccines?
Over 100.
Over 100 vaccines.
I can get that number for you at the next break.
No, but I mean, you don't have to. It's over 100. So it's not, they're going to force you to vaccinate your child, and they're going to force you to vaccinate your child with over 100 vaccines in 20 or 30 years. It's scary. And that would be like them forcing men to take testosterone and not telling you that, oh, it may increase the risk of stroke. No. There's something really wrong here. And what I get frustrated with is the scientific community seems to want it both ways. When you argue with them about against their point, they use a logic. But then when they want to produce their own point, they abandon the logic. And it's just not fair.
Okay, so here it is. There are 16 vaccines on the childhood vaccination schedule with hundreds more in the pipeline. And that's from Dr. Tenpenny.
Right. And look, I don't care where you stand on vaccines. If you're pro-vaccine, God bless you. If you're anti-vaccine, God bless you. But what I believe is two things. A, you should know all the risks associated with vaccines, even if it's 5 out of 10,000 children who develop autism. And you should be able to elect whether to accept those risks and use the vaccines. Those are our basic rights.
Why do they need, forget the hundreds. Why do they even need the 16?
Doesn't matter. I there's some people out there who swear by vaccines, and I say you load up on them. Give your kids 16. When they have 100, give them the other 84. God bless you. Do it. Okay? But you should know the risks, and it should be your choice. Know the risks, and your choice. Those two things we are entitled to. This is a free country. Well, at least I thought it was. Maybe I'm foolish. Okay. We actually went right past the break, didn't we?
I was just getting ready to say, time for our break.
Once my mouth gets rolling and my 10% of my huge brain takes over, I just can't persuade it to stop. I'm sorry. All right, let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
From the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to SuperHumanRadio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise With Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Remember this song?
Uh-huh.
The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
Yes.
Clint Eastwood when he was young.
Mm-hmm. Young
Man.
And handsome.
Where does time go? Let me slow down. Wait a minute.
Okay. Mindfulness. Meditation.
You want to hear something funny? I just got it. So, you know, Alex Leaf got us each Fitbits, new Fitbit.
He got you a Fitbit.
Well, he got you one too, but he ordered you the plum one. and it's been on back order for like 2 months now.
I just actually messaged him and said, can I get the black one instead?
So I'm looking at my, you know, my readout on the Fitbit control panel, and my heart rate goes up during when I do the show, and it registers as activity. And it shows, you know, how it has like little spikes of, oh, you were active at this time. You burned 100 calories. Well, when I do my show for that 2 hours, it looks like I've been jogging. The activity level is through the roof. And you know how it says that you have to have 30 minutes of activity, intense activity a day?
Uh-huh.
And I have like 2 hours of intense activity because I guess I get so energized when I do my show that my heart rate goes up into like the 90s. And it thinks I'm jogging or something. It thinks I'm doing something with high activity.
That's interesting.
I know. So go figure that one out. If you don't feel like you're getting your money's worth when you listen to me, I'm working hard, by the way. My Fitbit even knows it.
Mm-hmm. So there's a new book out. It's called Altered Genes, Twisted Truth. How the venture to genetically engineer our food has subverted science, corrupted government, and systemically deceive the public.
Oh, but this has got to be not. This guy has to be a tin hat wearing, aluminum hat wearing guy. Who is he?
His name is Stephen M. Drucker. I'm not sure who he is yet.
But who wrote the foreword for the book? Only the greatest living scientist of our time.
Jane Goodall wrote the foreword for his book.
Oh, but she's a kook. You can't take her seriously. She's only one of the greatest living scientists of our time. What does she know? She lived with monkeys. Wasn't that her that lived with the apes?
Yes, it was. She said, this is what she wrote. Jane Goodall says the book is the most chilling things I've ever read. It's about the huge conspiracy by the big companies who do genetic modifications to keep the public from knowing the truth, to subvert the course of justice.
A fascinating book, highly informative, eminently readable, and most enjoyable. It's a real page-turner and eye-opener, said Richard C. Jennings, Ph.D., Department of History and Philosophy at the University of Cambridge in the U.K. Let's see, who else said something good? I'm looking for a name that I recognize here. There's so many PhDs, Professor Emeritus. It's unbelievable that have commented about this book being an important contribution.
It says Jane Goodall's legacy of science is extraordinary, and she has received more science awards and accolades than almost any other scientist living today.
Yeah. So they will, obviously, the pro-GM group will attempt to discredit this book. And discredit all the people that come out in support of the book. And if anything, you probably won't hear about this book in the mainstream media at all, I predict.
Probably not. I'm going to try and reach out and see if we can get him on the show. Not that I can make that happen, but I would like to. He talks about the commercialization of GE Foods occurred through the unbelievable poor judgment, if not downright corruption, of the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. It apparently ignored and covered up the concerns of its own scientists and then violated a federal statute and its own regulation by permitting GE Foods to be marketed without any testing whatsoever.
And now think about this. So, you know, the scientific community, when you come to them with anything that they disagree with, they'll ask you, well, what research do you have that supports your opinion? And then if you don't have any research, they always like to say things like, well, the absence of evidence is not proof of safety. Like, in other words, you haven't done the research yet, so you don't know what you're talking about. Well, guess what? No research has been done on genetically modified foods. They've done no meaningful research. Our government has done zero meaningful research on whether or not these foods are safe. And certainly no long-term studies have been done. They just unleashed them on the population. And then when the scientists in France did that study on rats and they all got tumors, oh, you think, oh my God. They didn't go, well, that's contrary to our research. Look at our research. They made him remove his research.
But if you listen to a popular guy that is in the bodybuilding arena who is also has a PhD, he says that there are no peer-reviewed studies on GMO foods that prove that they're bad for you.
Right, but he's right, and there's no peer-reviewed studies that show that they're safe either, which is what I mean when the scientific community likes to pick and choose what they apply scientific discourse to. So you can't say the absence of evidence is not proof of safety about one thing and then ignore it about this, especially this that's being... Look, I don't know if genetically modified foods are safe or not. I don't know. I'm not a scientist. I don't know. But that... No one knows. So how can people say they're safe if no research has been done? The guy you're talking about is Lane Norton. I love Lane. But this is an area where he and I disagree. Lane feels that anybody who thinks that GMO is not safe is an idiot. And Lane can talk, he can articulate about protein synthesis. If I went to Lane and said, well, I think the opposite of what your study proved, he'd say, well, show me your research that contradicts my study. Yet at the same time, when he talks about GMOs, he just knows in his heart that they're okay because there's no research that shows they're okay. So he breaks with the scientific discourse in this area that he applies to everything else that he's very knowledgeable about. And he's entitled to his opinion. Don't misunderstand what I'm saying. But what I am saying is there is no proof either way that it's safe or it's not. So why does science agree that it's okay in this arena to have no information to support their opinion?
And just like with testosterone, they're going to label it. Why do they not label GMO foods?
Yeah.
Go back to that.
Yeah. No, this is where science drives me crazy because they want to have it both ways and it's not fair. Either you use science to support your opinion or STFU. That's what I say. And there is no science to support either opinion, safety or not. So, you know what? I'd rather err on the side of caution. That's just me. But then again, I have a very big head. So, there you go. We'll be right back.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Ketocana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Ketocana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketocana banner ad today. Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freak Maker Build from AAEFX is a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Frotalin, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, prealkaline, and medium chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb to protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freak Maker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of pre-alkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freak Maker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products
products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex. It's finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. So, you know how little babies love to pick things up and put it in their mouth?
Yes.
That may actually be part of... You remember in Lucy, they talked about how intelligence and information is passed from generation to generation somehow?
Yes.
And it's true. We keep evolving. Like we don't have to learn everything from scratch that we learned a million years ago. And part of that is innate intelligence that seems to be passed down the line in various species. That's part of the evolutionary process.
Mm-hmm.
But some of the things that we don't quote unquote shake off, they have a purpose. So babies put things in their mouth, not to feel them, but possibly to, unfortunately use the wrong word, vaccinate themselves or have a hormetic effect.
Do you remember, I think it was last week or the week before, we were talking about how, like, dogs eat each other's poop
and lick each other's butts. Yeah.
And there's evidence that bees do things, eat certain plants or pollen.
For self-medication.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
So this is another form of that. Babies like to put things in their mouth, and of course mothers stop them from putting things in their mouth, or they will only want to let them put, you know, things that have been aseptically cleaned in their mouth. This may be a big mistake. Letting your baby play occasionally in dirt is actually a good thing and can help prepare the baby's immune system to be stronger.
It says here, accumulating evidence strongly suggests that eating dirt is good for you.
And we've talked about this on and off. We did a show. We've done numerous shows about eating dirt as well as infecting yourself with something called helminths. Helminths are these microscopic worms and stuff like that, right? You know, I can't think of the name, not heartworm, but like tapeworms and stuff like that. They actually can correct problems if you have immune function issues.
Several continuing studies suggest that worms may help to redirect an immune system that has gone awry and resulted in autoimmune disorders, allergies, and asthma.
The idea is if the immune system has to battle this worm, it stops destroying your organs. Give it something important to do, and it'll stop doing things to you. That's the idea. It's a diversionary tactic. Now, I'm not suggesting anything even nearly that dangerous, because it is dangerous to infect yourself with some of these bacteria. But What I am suggesting is when the weather gets warm and the snow is gone finally, you should think about gardening for more reasons than just gardening. Exposing yourself to the dirt, you'll inhale the airborne particles from the dirt. We know that this actually has an antidepressive effect, mm-hmm. but more so, especially if you have autoimmune disorders, it could actually be beneficial to your immune system. The hormetic effect of coming in contact with these things that are in the dirt are actually beneficial for you. So while on one hand we're talking about not bringing in the garbage from the gym and the public restroom at the gym into your home, digging into the dirt and getting dirty and that kind of stuff is actually beneficial.
Right.
So I don't want the message to be lost when we talk about, you know, leaving your shoes at the door. It's like everything else in life. It's just not that simple.
It's a balance, yes.
There's good and bad in everything. You have to understand where the good and the bad is. Like there's good and bad fats, good and bad carbs, good and bad protein sources. There's good and bad bacteria too. The good bacteria seems to come from old Mother Earth. The bad bacteria comes from the people around you, you know, the stuff that they're doing.
Well, if you think about it, you know, if you go to a public restroom, that's
people pee on the floor and they, God knows why. And then you walk, you bring that in your house. That's not the good bacteria.
No.
That's the bacteria that'll make you sicker. But the bacteria that you get when you're working in the yard and you get dirt on your hands and dirt in your nose and you're eating some of it, you're breathing some of it, it's getting in you. That kind of stuff is actually beneficial. And that's part of what we may be missing in this new aseptic environment where every 10 feet they have a hand sanitizer where people are sanitizing their hands with.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a balance there. If we learned anything in this journey to be superhuman is that you got to pick and choose what's good and what's bad. You have to be well informed, and then you have to apply balance to it. What else, Elisa? Anything else?
I wanted to talk real quick about mercury since we were talking about thimerosal and
sure.
vaccines.
Sure.
Mercury, as we all know, has been linked to immune changes, which the types of changes we see in autoimmune diseases.
Right.
So I want to talk about how to detoxify mercury from your body.
Okay.
And I guess one of the biggest major ones is just to remove all your dental amalgams.
And if you have an autoimmune disorder and you're on Humira and all this other stuff and you have amalgam fillings in your mouth, you're missing the biggest opportunity to get off the drugs maybe and right your immune system by getting the mercury out of your mouth. Mercury has been shown to cause a lot of the problems with the immune system that people who suffer from autoimmune disorders suffer from. And the drugs won't work unless you get rid of the insult. I'm sorry. So if you have problems and you have mercury fillings, you really need to address those first.
What do you think about eating saltwater foods like fish, like tuna?
Well, okay, so the only two fish that have more mercury than selenium is albacore tuna and hammerhead shark.
What about shrimp and scallops?
No.
Lobster, salmon?
Okay, so the smaller the fish, like shrimp and sardines, their lifespans are so short, they don't spend the time accumulating the mercury. Okay? But the bigger fish, like tuna, like shark, you know, the top of the food chain fish, they spend a lot more time accumulating mercury, so it's more of a problem. But the selenium in the fish bonds to the mercury and allows the body to get it out. There's only two fish that don't have more selenium than mercury in them. And again, that's hammerhead shark and the albacore, the white of the tuna. The white, that's why I like the light tuna myself when I do eat tuna. But if you're getting enough selenium in your diet, the mercury will not be that big of a problem to you.
And selenium comes from Brazil nuts.
Oh, nuts, all nuts have selenium, but Brazil nuts have the high. One normal size Brazil nut, which is usually about an inch long, I think has anywhere from 300 to 600 micrograms of selenium just in one nut. So if you eat a couple of those a day, you're good. And especially if you work in the dental industry and you're coming in contact with amalgam regularly, you should be absolutely eating Brazil nuts every day. to reduce that accumulation load.
They also says N-acetylcysteine and milk thistle can help to rid the body of mercury.
And that's because they boost the liver's ability to do its job by increasing glutathione production. So that means that liposomal glutathione is also a good thing if you're worried about mercury.
Lipoic acid.
A very, very powerful antioxidant.
It also is helps
rid the body of mercury.
Yes.
What else? Anything else?
Garlic.
I love garlic. We're growing our own garlic now.
Our house smells like garlic right now.
The sunroom smells like garlic. It's amazing when you walk in, the smell is so strong. Now I can understand why vampires don't like it. I don't even like it. And I'm not a vampire.
The house definitely smells like an Italian lives there.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Anything else, Elisa?
No, that's it.
It's been a great week. So sorry for all the technical difficulties, but they're over. And we'll keep you abreast of our journey to Billings, Montana, to visit All American Pharmaceutical, so those of you who are in the area can come visit us.
That's not next Friday. It's the following Friday.
Yeah, we'll be doing a live casual Friday from there. It'll be a lot of fun. Anything else?
Nope.
Have a great week. Go shovel snow for time. That's the new CrossFit workout of the day. Try it. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Following page.